Welcome back to Workplace Revolution, brought to you by GFoundry. Ever think about how much company culture actually impacts your work life?
Yeah.
It's more than just pizza parties on Friday.
Yeah.
Right? It really shapes how we work together.
It's true.
How we collaborate, how we feel about our jobs.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's kind of like this invisible force that drives everything, and especially in today's world. Things are changing so quickly. It's such a whirlwind.
Right.
Keeping employees engaged and making sure everyone's on the same page with the company's mission. I think that's one of the biggest challenges companies are facing.
It feels like it's a huge challenge. And
yeah.
I think that's where GFoundry steps in, right? I mean, you guys are right there on the front lines of this, helping companies build these really cool, thriving cultures.
Yeah, we are. We're super passionate about it here at GFoundry. We really want to create workplaces where, everyone feels connected, like they're part of something bigger than themselves.
Right.
And we think it all starts with communication.
Makes sense. I mean, communication is key in any relationship, right?
It is.
So how does that kind of translate into a company? Let's say you've got hundreds or thousands of employees.
Yeah, that's a great question. When you have that many people, it's really important to have that clear, consistent messaging coming from leadership.
Yeah.
That can really be the difference maker, someone who's just kind of going through the motions versus someone who's really excited to contribute and knows why they're there.
They understand the why behind their work, not just the what.
Yes, exactly. And when employees feel connected to that bigger picture, that purpose, they are so much more likely to, make decisions that are in line with the company vision.
And stick around, right? I feel like that contributes to talent retention as well.
Absolutely. In fact, studies show that companies with strong internal communication are 50% more likely to reduce employee turnover. So it really does make a difference.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
A big number. I think anybody in HR listening to that would definitely want to know more about how to get their team communicating better.
Yeah. And that's where GFoundry comes in. We believe in technology. But not just for efficiency,
right?
But for creating a more, I guess you could say, a more human work experience.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about your approach to this.
Well, let's start with onboarding, right? I think we've all been through those onboarding sessions where, death by PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So we really try to flip that on its head. We use a very dynamic digital system to make learning fun, to make it interactive.
So no more boring PowerPoints.
We try to stay away from that as much as possible. We even use gamified missions so that people who are onboarding can earn points and badges.
Oh, that's cool.
As they're learning about the company. So they're learning about the values. They're learning, the things that they need to know.
It makes it feel like less of a chore and more like a game.
Exactly. Exactly. And gamification is something that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
We think it's really powerful, not just for onboarding, but for all sorts of things,
Yeah.
Promoting cultural alignment throughout an employee's entire journey at a company.
Okay, I like that. So you've got the engagement piece figured out, but what about just staying connected? I mean, especially now where you have so many remote teams, people working from all over the place.
Right.
How does GFoundry help with that?
Well, regardless of where people are located, we've tried to build it to promote real-time communication, collaboration.
Yeah.
So we have centralized news feeds, push notifications for important announcements, discussion groups where people can get together and brainstorm, and even social walls where people can share ideas and connect.
So it's almost like having a virtual water cooler, right? You can still have that interaction, even though you might be miles apart.
Exactly. It's all about creating that sense of community,
right?
That sense of belonging that's so essential.
Right.
And then, beyond just connecting people, we also focus on personalized journeys. Okay, that sounds fascinating. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Everyone's different. We really believe in tailoring the experience to the individual to reinforce the company's values, but do it in a way that really connects with each person. So, each employee has a different path within the company, and we want to give them personalized modules, guidance that's really relevant to their role.
So it's like a custom built, roadmap to success within that company.
It is.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we think so. And of course, feedback is essential.
Right.
Continuous feedback. We use things like pulse surveys.
Okay.
Anonymous feedback mechanisms. Really important.
I think it's really important to not just have the company communicating to the employees, but to have the employees feeling like they have a space to communicate back.
It's a two-way street.
To the company.
Absolutely. And it's not just about collecting the feedback. It's about you know, what do you do with it? We
Yeah.
give companies the tools that they need to analyze that data
Yeah.
and make adjustments to how they're communicating and how they're engaging with employees. It's all about constantly improving.
So you've painted this really great picture of GFoundry, how it works, how it can help companies navigate this new world of work. Do you have any like real world examples of how this is playing out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen so many companies use it successfully. One that comes to mind is a company that was really struggling to get their employees on board with some sustainability initiatives they were trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't getting a lot of buy-in.
Yeah.
So what they did was they actually used our gamification features
Okay.
to create a series of challenges and rewards around eco-friendly behaviors. So, you know, things like biking to work or, you know, reducing paper usage, choosing sustainable products, you could actually earn points for these things.
That's really cool. So they took something that could have felt like a chore, like, oh, I have to be more sustainable,
Right.
and they turned it into a game.
They did. They made it fun, and the results were fantastic. I mean, they saw huge increases in participation.
Oh.
And then it went beyond that. They saw this boost in employee morale.
That's awesome.
And just a stronger sense of community around these shared goals. It was really amazing to see.
That's great. So it's kind of proof that gamification can really work.
It does. It can drive real behavior change, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And this is just one example. We see companies using GFoundry to onboard new hires, encourage innovative thinking, you know, champion diversity and inclusion initiatives. Really, all sorts of things.
Awesome.
The possibilities are endless when you have a platform that can be, you know, customized to each company's culture and their specific goals.
It really is changing the game when it comes to internal communications and company culture.
We're really passionate about it. I think what we really believe in is connecting people, helping them feel like they're a part of something meaningful, you know?
I love that.
And we think that technology can really be the bridge to do that, especially in today's world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our listeners are probably really eager to hear more about how GFoundry approaches that idea of using technology to build connection.
Well, one thing that's really important to understand is it's not just about putting cool features into the technology.
Yeah.
It's about really using data to track what's working and constantly refining your approach. It's really about having that data-driven approach to company culture. And that's something that we've really focused on with GFoundry.
Okay.
We give companies the tools that they need to really see what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Track those essential metrics, things like employee engagement, feedback, participation in different initiatives.
So it's kind of like having this dashboard for your company culture.
Yeah, it is.
Where you can see what's working, what needs to be adjusted.
Exactly. You get that real-time view of how your culture's evolving, how people are responding to things.
That's so helpful because you're not just kind of throwing ideas out there and seeing what sticks.
Right.
You can actually make decisions that are based on the data.
You get to inform decisions.
Yeah, that are going to have a real impact on people's, you know, the happiness at work and their productivity and how long they stay with the company.
Yeah, it's not just about managing culture, it's about shaping it in a really strategic way.
It's interesting because I've talked to a lot of companies who treat culture like it's just kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, culture, that's nice to have, but they don't really invest in it.
Yeah, and that's a big mistake because
yeah.
It's not just some fluffy thing that's separate from the business, it's really the foundation of everything.
Yeah. It really is.
It affects how decisions are made, how teams work together, ultimately how successful the company is.
Yeah. It's about creating that environment where people feel like they're valued, they can do their best work, and they're not just, you know, clocking in and clocking out.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And it starts with the leadership.
Okay.
You know, they need to really be champions of the culture, embody the values, create that environment where it's just woven into every part of the company.
So it's about setting the tone from the top down.
It is.
But also empowering employees at every level to contribute to that culture.
It can't just be top down. It has to be collaborative.
Yeah.
And that's another place where we think a platform like GFoundry can really help because it gives you the structure and the tools to make that collaboration happen.
I like that. Now, you mentioned personalized journeys a little bit earlier. Can you give us a little bit more of a concrete example of what that looks like in practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say you have a new hire that joins the company, right? Instead of just giving them a stack of papers or a boring PowerPoint, we create a personalized journey for them.
Okay.
That really introduces them to the company culture, their team, their role, in a way that's fun and engaging and really relevant to their specific needs.
And kind of like having a custom-built welcome mat for each new employee.
Yeah, it
It
is.
make them feel like they're valued, set them up for success.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop there. It keeps going throughout their journey at the company. So let's say, an employee wants to develop their leadership skills. We can recommend specific things for them to do, maybe connect them with mentors, even create challenges to help them build those skills and make it fun while they're doing it.
It's like having a personal development coach built into the platform.
It is.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's not all about just work and professional development.
Yeah.
How do you foster that sense of community and belonging?
Yeah. That's so important. And that's why we've built in things like social recognition features so people can give each other shout outs or kudos or
All right.
badges for doing a good job, really celebrating each other.
I like that.
It creates this culture of appreciation.
Yeah.
But it's not just about that, it's also about the data. That recognition is all tracked so that you can see who are your top performers. So you
Interesting.
can use that information for performance reviews and even to think about what kind of initiatives you want to create in the future.
So you're really taking this holistic approach to employee engagement. It's not just about getting the work done, it's about making sure that people feel good while they're doing it.
Yeah, and that's what we're all about. We want to help companies create workplaces that are not just good for business, but also good for people.
I love that.
Make a positive impact on people's lives. We see it happening, and it's really rewarding.
That's great. So we know technology is really changing the way we work. What are your thoughts on where this is all going?
I think it's only going to become more integrated into our lives, at work, at home.
Right.
But the key is to use it in a way that actually improves our
To
lives.
not let it take over.
Right, not to let it take over, and to make sure that we're still connecting with each other on a human level.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're trying to do with G Foundry. Build technology that's focused on people, that
And
helps
you're.
them connect, helps them collaborate, makes them feel like they belong.
It's about using technology to build bridges instead of walls.
I like that. That's a great way to put it.
So we've talked about a lot of really great things today: internal communication, the role of technology, how to build a great culture. Before we wrap up, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see companies making when they try to build a strong culture? What are some of the things that you're seeing that are holding people back?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say one of the biggest mistakes is just assuming that culture is going to happen by itself.
Okay.
They might have their mission statement or their values written down somewhere,
Right.
but they're not actually doing anything to bring those values to life.
So they're treating it as passive instead of active.
Yeah, exactly. It has to be active. Another mistake is just focusing on perks, like the ping pong table, the free snacks.
Yeah, those are nice.
They're nice, but it's not enough.
Right.
If people don't feel valued or respected, if they don't feel connected to the mission,
It's about the whole employee experience.
it is. And then I would say the last mistake is not measuring what they're doing.
Okay.
You can't improve something if you don't know what's working and what's not.
Data, data, data.
Data, you need the data, you need to analyze
You
it.
can't just guess.
You can't just guess. You have
Yeah.
to be willing to adjust your approach based on what you're learning.
Data-driven decision-making is important for every aspect of business.
It is. And that's why building a good company culture, it's a journey.
Right.
It's not just a destination. It's something you're always working on.
Yeah.
You always have to be thinking about it, willing to learn and try new things. And most importantly, use the right tools and strategies to empower your people and create a workplace where everybody can thrive.
So much to think about when it comes to company culture.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this episode of Workplace Revolution, brought to you by G Foundry. What's one thing you want our listeners to walk away with today?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to remember that culture, it's not just a buzzword, right? It's not just something you put on a poster. It's the heart of your organization.
Yeah.
And if you invest in it, if you build a strong, positive culture, you're investing in the success of your entire company, It's that important.
Yeah. You're creating a place where people actually want to come to work
Yeah,
every day,
exactly.
where they feel valued, they feel connected, and
Yes.
they feel inspired to do their best.
And having the right tools to do that, especially nowadays when things are changing so fast, it's more important than ever.
If somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I'm ready to start my own workplace revolution,
Yeah.
where should they go to learn more about G Foundry?
You can find us at gfoundry.com. We've got a ton of stuff there, case studies, blog posts, info about all of our features.
Okay.
You can even request a demo to see it in action,
Perfect.
to figure out how it can work for you.
We'll make sure we put a link in the show notes for everybody.
Great.
And to all of our awesome listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this journey into company culture.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Until next time, keep those workplace revolutions going.